I want to share with you a message today that you need. It's a message that we all need, amen. And it's called Pressing Through the Dry Season. Pressing Through the Dry Season. I can sense in my spirit today that there are a lot of people who are in a dry season right now. Let me tell you what I mean by that. There's wet seasons and dry seasons in your spiritual walk with God. And during the wet season, it's like the rain of blessings and the Holy Spirit is just falling on you. You're just walking on water. You have faith. When you go to church, you love it. When you read your Bible, you get so much out of it. And when you pray, it feels like you're just like face to face with Jesus, right? That's the rainy season. Then there's the dry season. Or when you pray, you don't think anyone's hearing a thing you're saying. You're not seeing any results. The Bible don't make any sense to you. At church, you see every little problem and difficulty, and seems like you're not participating or joining. Oh, and then when you try to worship, I mean, how are you supposed to worship when you're not feeling it, right? And it just, it just seems like something's wrong with you or wrong with the world. And if you're one of those people whose Christian life is based on how you feel, if you're one of those folks who has always served God when you feel God, you're going to have problems. You're not going to get where you want to get. I mean, a lot of people who get in that position, they get into a dry season and they just quit, they're done. And then there are those that get into a dry season and they fall backwards. And then they get back up again when the wet season comes and they're feeling good again. And then they go through a dry season. It's like this up and down kind of thing because you're living your Christian life by your emotions. Let me just give you a piece of advice from the start. Don't live your life by your emotions. Your emotions will lie to you. Come on, that's why one morning you'll wake up and feel like everything is good and wonderful. The next morning you'll wake up and you feel like your world is falling apart even though nothing in your life has changed. Have you ever wondered why that is? Why sometimes you just feel terrible? That's because your feelings will lie to you. What we don't live by is our feelings. We live by the Word of God. Amen. So let me read to you the Word of God. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes because its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit. Isn't that good? That's who I want to be. That when the dry time comes, I've got roots going somewhere that sustain me and that I continue to yield fruit. Philippians 3, 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but Paul says, I press on. Say press. Press. I press on so that I may lay hold of it, for which also I was laid hold of by Christ. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward for what lies ahead, I press, say press, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, hallelujah. We're in a dry season in Texas right now. If you don't believe me, just take a walk around the grass out here and listen to it. It sounds like cornflakes you're walking on, doesn't it? And I'm like it's funny because, when you go on Facebook and it shows you your memories, there was a couple years back or something that we were having an outdoor church service at this time of year. I would not do that to you this year. And then there was another time where I posted in years past during this time of year, I posted saying, whoever prayed for rain, please stop. We're being flooded, right? We've had more, better temperatures. We've had rainy times during this year. But right now we are in what you'd call a drought. It is dry as can be out there. And there are times when you get into a spiritual drought, a dry season, if you would. Your prayers, you don't feel like are being heard. You have a hard time reading the Bible. It feels like it's a chore to you. You come across every problem and difficulty. You find every excuse in the world. What happens is that you want to go to church, you intend to go to church, and then things happen Sunday morning or Saturday night, and before you know it, you're saying, well, I'm just going to stay home and take care of this or do that, and it limits you. Let me tell you something about coming to church. There is no one who misses church on a regular basis who is better off because of it. You're blessed when you come to church, amen? Now, we're not one of those churches that every time you miss, we call you up and scold you. Not at all. You don't understand that. There are times when it's appropriate to miss a church service. But there's also the work of the enemy who's trying to make you miss out because you are going to get a blessing. You are going to get an answer. You are going to be encouraged by the people around you and by the word of God. And he stole that from you because you let some little thing keep you from church. You feel like you've just maybe stopped growing and you just don't know what's going on and you wonder, where is God? Have you ever wondered, where are you, God? Where are you, God? I don't see. I don't see what you're doing. I don't see your handiwork. I don't know what's going on. And this can be a difficult time for people. Once again, if you've been living by your feelings, this is a hard time for Christians. You know, it's easy to live when the rain is falling, when your prayers are being answered. When you pray and you just feel the Spirit. How many of you know what I mean by that? We say things like feel the Spirit because I have yet to find a word that actually describes what it means when you know the Spirit is moving. It's more than feel it. Like it's you feel it and think it and live in it and it's like you're walking in it. There's not a word to describe it, right? Oh, and it's so wonderful. We like church services when we come and we feel the Spirit of God. That's so good and so wonderful. And then you read the word of God, and man, it is on point. God is speaking to you and just blessing you and doing all this stuff. I remember one time when I was a young Christian, I had heard somebody at work talking about how Mary had to be God because she was the mother of Jesus. And of course, I found out later this person was Catholic. And so I was a little confused by that, and I knew it couldn't be true, but I didn't know the answer to it. And then the Holy Spirit said, open your Bible. So I opened the Bible, and to the place I opened it to, this has never happened again, but to the place I opened it to, I looked down and it said, thou shalt worship the Lord God only, and him only shalt thou serve. And I knew I wasn't supposed to worship Mary after that. Come on. Sometimes that happens in the word. God just like is just showing stuff to you. Oh, it's so good in the rainy season. You can't wait to get to church during the rainy season. Worship just flows out of you and you're growing every day and you just feel like you could just whip a bear with a switch, like my dad used to say. You're just so full of the Holy Ghost, so full of God. But let me tell you a secret. The Christian life isn't always good feelings. You can't rely on good feelings to motivate you. Anyone can live as they should and do what they should when it's the rainy season. But listen to this, the truly victorious, the ones who endure to the end, the ones who change the world, they're the ones who stay the course in the dry season. They're the ones who press through in the dry season. Your best life, the life that you long for as a child of God, the one where you're full of power, where you're victorious, where you're an overcomer, where you're effective and used by God, your best life is not really achieved in the rainy season. It's achieved during the dry season. Are you hearing me today? Hallelujah. The dry season is your opportunity, but you've got to press through. There are things that come against you and are trying to keep you from the direction that God wants you to go in during the dry season. And a lot of people quit and give up or they fall backwards. But I'm here to tell you, I have learned during the dry season to just press through. Amen? Press on through. How do you press through the dry season? Well, I'm going to give you some tips today to help you. Remind yourself that God is God and you are not. Amen? Someone else is on the throne and you don't have to know everything. You don't have to have everything figured out. The Bible teaches us that God knows things we don't know. He has ways that are above our ways. He sees things that we don't see. Come on. You may be saying, I don't know why God took me from that job. What you don't know is God's got something better for you down the road. There have been times when I have crashed a car or lost some sort of thing, and I thought, well, why did God let that happen? Why is my car totaled? And it was because God had something better for me down the road. Amen? Hallelujah. Why am I having to move out of this place to live? Well, it's because God's got something better for me down the road. Praise his wonderful name. There is someone who sees things that I don't see and has power that I don't have. Come on. The Bible says that in all things, hearing this, in all things, in the worst situation of your life, God is at work for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I'm not telling you that God is making bad things happen to you. I'm telling you that in the middle of the bad things, God is working behind the scenes in a way that you don't know, and you just got to trust that he's doing what God does. Amen. Hallelujah. I know who God is, I know what he does, and I know what he said. Come on, if you don't know God's word, you're missing out today. My feelings are not what I live by. The world's opinions are not what I live by. Facts on the ground don't guide me. What the doctor says don't guide me. What the banker says don't guide me. What the politicians say doesn't guide me. It is his word that guides me. And I know what he said about me. He said, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory through Christ Jesus, my Lord. He said, I am the Lord God that healeth you. Hallelujah. He said, you are the head and not the tail. He said, I am the one who presents you faultless before the presence of his glory with extreme joy. His word is truth. The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. That means if God says it, it's going to come to pass. Amen. And the things that God says about us are good. I like what Billy Graham said. He read the back of the book, and it says that you and I win. No matter what we go through between then and now, we win in the end. Hallelujah. I know who he is. I know what he said. And I know who I am. That's what we talked about last week. If you missed out on that, you need to go and listen to that message again. I know who I am because I know who God says that I am. I am not my past. I am not my neighbor's opinion. I am not what my record is down at DPS. I am not the mistakes I made. I'm not my looks. I'm not my clothes. I'm not my wealth. I'm not my bank account. I am a child of the living God. Amen. I am who he says I am. Glory to his name. Yes, I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Oh, he lives within me, and he is my father. His DNA runs through my spiritual veins. Glory to his name. I know who I am, and I know where I'm headed. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I know where I'm headed. Paul was saying this. You know this week, let me read that again in Philippians. He said, not that I've already obtained it or have become perfect already, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ. That sounds a little confusing. What he's saying, though, is there's this something out there. He says, it. I haven't laid hold of it yet. Whatever it is, I haven't got there yet. What is he talking about? Let's read on. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, I forget what lies behind me. I forget. Satan's trying to tell you all about the things you did yesterday, 10 years ago, this morning when you got up. Come on. So as a Christian, sometimes we're the meanest before we go to church, aren't we? We're the ornery and mean, aren't we? We cause our spouses trouble before we go to church in the morning. And then we get to church, and oh, God has to redo us all over. Forgetting what lies behind me, and I reach toward what lies ahead of me. There's that thing, that what, that lies ahead of him. I press on toward the goal. There it is again. What is he pressing for? The goal of the upward call of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You know what Paul is pressing for? He's pressing for Jesus. He's pressing for Jesus. He knows that the closer he gets to Jesus, the more he's going to become like him. Hallelujah. Can I tell you today? That Jesus is like a fire. You can't get close to him without getting warmer. And the closer you get, the warmer you get. Amen. The closer you get to Jesus, the more like him you become. Paul is saying, I'm pressing towards a goal, and my goal is Jesus today. So what does that mean when we're going through the dry season? That means we've got to press. We've got to remind ourselves that even though I don't feel it, I know God is God and I am not. Even I don't sense it, I know that what he said is true, and everyone else can be a liar, but what God said is true. I know that I know who I am because he says I am his child. Amen. You can accuse me. You can remind me of all my sins. I might even think of them myself. But God knows me as his child, and he sees me through the blood of Jesus. And I know where I'm headed, that Jesus is my goal. Can I tell you, child of God, that's our goal. Heaven's not our goal. You know why? Heaven's only heaven because Jesus is there. Come on. Oh, Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me. Hallelujah. Oh, when I see Jesus, that's what I want. I want to see him face to face. I've got grandparents in heaven. I've got family members in heaven. I've got loved ones in heaven. I want to sit down and I want to talk to the Apostle Paul, and I want to talk to Peter, and I want to find out some stuff. But before any of that, I want to see Jesus. I want to see my Savior. I want to look at his face. I want to touch his hand. I want to fall at his feet. He is my goal that I'm pressing for. When I go through the dry season, I don't have to stop being what I'm supposed to be. So when I go through the dry season, this is what I do. Knowing these facts, this is what I do. I think what I'm supposed to. Do you know you can tell your mind to think the right things? In fact, the Bible tells us that we've got to renew our mind by the Word of God. You know, there's parts of you that aren't perfect yet. Your emotions, your mind, your mouth, your body. If you don't believe me, just look in the mirror. Your body's not perfect. Turn sideways if you have to. Your mind's not perfect. It messes up. Your emotions aren't perfect. And because they're not, we have to constantly apply the Word of God to them. So I think what I'm supposed to think. Sometimes I feel like thinking bad thoughts about people. And sometimes I give in and I get a little mad at somebody who, oh, Lord, they pull in front of you while you're driving. Or, you know, there's a long row of cars at a light way up ahead, and somebody in front of you lets 5 cars out, and you miss the light because they let all these cars in front of you. And I would just as soon you obey the traffic rules and let me get through the light. And I get that thought in my mind, you big dummy, don't you know? Did anybody teach you how to drive? You know, all that kind of stuff starts going through your mind. Do you know that you can tell your mind what to think and what not to think? I'm going to dwell on the things I should dwell on. During the dry season, when I don't feel loving, I can make myself think like I should because the Holy Spirit gives me the power. I think what I'm supposed to think. I say what I'm supposed to say. Come on. You may want to say something else, but you know what? Jesus gave us a great, great example when the Bible says that when he was being accused, he opened not his mouth. Do me a favor. Open your mouth really big. Now close your lips together. See, all of you can put your lips together. See how that is? You just don't say anything when you don't have nothing nice to say. Our mamas all taught us that, right? If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't speak it out. Some people say, well, you know, I'm just one of those people that just tells it like it is. And I always say, that's not a thing to be proud of. Come on. Don't tell it like it is in the world. Tell it like it is in the Word. Come on. Tell it like the Word says. Amen. The world may say that you're having problems and difficulties and challenges, but the Word says that you're an overcomer. I speak the Word of God, amen. Hallelujah. Even though I don't feel like it, the Holy Spirit gives me power to say what I'm supposed to say during the dry season. So I think what I'm supposed to think, I say what I'm supposed to say, and I do the things that I'm supposed to do. You know, sometimes as a pastor, I'm just feeling it, and it is so easy to do what God called me to do. And then there are times when I just do what I'm supposed to do, even though it feels like I'm pressing through just the greatest resistance, but I keep pressing and I keep doing what I'm supposed to do. What I don't do is go off somewhere and cry to God and say, God, why don't I feel like I used to? And why don't I sense your spirit like I used to? I don't go off and cry to God because I'm not emotional. What I do is I remind myself that God is God. His Word is true. I am who he says I am. I'm pressing for Jesus, and I'm just going to keep thinking like I should, speaking like I should, and doing the things I'm supposed to do. Amen? That means I pray even when I don't feel like I'm being heard. You know why I know I'm being heard? It isn't because I feel God hear me. It's because his Word says that when we pray, he hears us. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, and I love on people even though I don't feel like loving on them. Why? Because Jesus said to love your neighbor, even love your enemy. And if the Word says it, I need to do it. Amen. I read the Bible because the Bible teaches me that it is the Word of God that renews my mind and my heart, and it gives me life, and it plants the seed of God's truth inside of me. So when I read and I feel like I'm not getting anything out of it, I read it anyway because I know the Holy Spirit knows that seed is being planted in me. And it may not be today or tomorrow or a month or a year from now, but the Word of God that you read today is a seed the Holy Spirit is going to bring into your life at some point. Amen? Come on. I just keep on doing the things I'm supposed to do. I keep coming to church. I keep preparing sermons. I keep doing what I'm supposed to do. And listen, it's not always fun in the dry season. That's why it's called pressing, because there's resistance to you, amen? You got to press through and just keep on doing the things God tells you to do, because the dry season doesn't last forever. Can I tell you something? It's going to rain. It's coming. The rain is coming. The rain is coming. Sometimes in the dry season, we feel like it's one step forward and two steps back. But that's not really what's going on. You know what happens? It isn't necessarily forward and back. It's elevation. When you do what God wants you to do during the dry season, He's elevating you. He's going to take you to another level. Let me show it to you this way. Let's say 5 years down the road, there is a big battle that you're going to face. I mean, a big one. It may be yours, or it may be your spouse's or a family member's, but there's a big battle, and God is going to position you to help fight that battle, because that's what He does with His children. He uses us on earth to do His work, right? Amen. But you're not ready for it. You can't handle it. You don't have the patience right now. You don't have the faith right now. You don't know the Word well enough right now. So how's He going to get you ready 5 years from now? You know what He's going to do? He's going to send you through some dry seasons and give you an opportunity to grow. He's going to stretch your faith through difficult times. Lord, why am I going through this? Well, because God's trying to make you better. You see, God isn't trying to make your life easy. He's trying to make you better. He's trying to make you stronger. And what you're going through now, God is going to use to make your faith come up to the level that you need it to 5 years from now. And your knowledge of the Word to come up to where it needs to 5 years from now. So that when you face that problem, you can do like David. So when he faced the giant, he remembered, oh, I remember there was a lion that attacked the sheep, and God put the lion into my hands, and God delivered the lion into my hands, and I killed the lion. And there was a time when a bear attacked my sheep, and God delivered the bear into my hands, and I killed the bear. And so if I could go through the lion and I could go through the bear, if I could go through the dry season of the lion and the bear, then Goliath ain't nothing to me. Come on. David was ready because he'd been through some stuff before. Amen. Yes, you're going to get smarter. You're going to get stronger. You're going to know the Word more. Your faith is going to grow. Don't despise the dry season. That's where God elevates you. Hallelujah. Your victorious life is going to be made through your difficult times. When life hits me, I press on. When I fall down, I get back up and I press on. When problems come, I press on. When people talk about me, I press on. When the enemy attacks me, I press on. No matter what comes my way, there is something in me that won't let me quit. Listen, the only way you lose, child of God, is if you quit. Other than that, we press on in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. So maybe today you're in the dry season. You're facing challenges and difficulties and problems. I'm going to encourage you. This is your time to gather some strength. You know where that strength comes from? It's the Holy Spirit in you. Come on. And He'll help you to press on, to get up and go to work like you should. Can I tell you, when you go to work and you provide for your family, that's a spiritual thing as if you preached a sermon on a Sunday morning. When you get up and you prepare food for your children and your husband and your family, that is a spiritual, godly thing. You're doing the work of the Lord in your family. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? And we get up and we press on and we do what we're supposed to do, and the feelings come and the feelings go, and the rains will fall and the rains will stop, but through it all, I ain't going to quit. Hallelujah. I'm not giving in. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.